Hello and welcome to Pixel Recess. I swore last night I had a dream about what I was going to say here today, and I think it had something to do with time travel or shrubbery or something. I can't remember. It definitely had a lot of words that I thought would be hilarious, but in retrospect, I know they were terrible. So there's nothing witty or interesting for me to say. That South by Southwest thing happened. I didn't go this year. I do miss going to Cisco's and having Migas. I do miss that. I hope everyone who did go enjoyed themselves. Anyway, on today's show we have Jenanen Lucas. You might know her as the proprietor of Sex Hobbit, her sci-fi fantasy blog about Game of Thrones. You might also know her as a future president of Fantasy Fail League, where instead of fantasy football to win, it's fantasy football to lose. Enough of my annoying banter. Let's move on.
Glamour or go home.
That's true. Dress for success, they say.
Don't you wear a tux?
I try. I mix it up between a tux and overalls, just to go the opposite end, because that's success to a farmer.
It's true.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do things, so.
I think it's good, you know, keep everyone on their toes. I would really like, you know, like the pull-away pants?
Oh, the tear-offs?
Yeah, what if you had, like, tear-off tuxes to reveal?
Well, all clothes should be tear-offable.
Yeah, pretty much. So thanks for asking me to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you for doing it.
You got it.
Are you in Philly still?
I am.
Are you from that area?
I'm from New Jersey.
You're surprised to say you're from Philly.
No, I've heard one of your shows where I think you ragged on New Jersey a little bit.
It's because I'm from the area. I'm from no better. I'm from Delaware. So what do I have to brag about?
You know what? Delaware smells like a landfill full of cherry cordials.
That would be true.
Wow, what a smell.
Yeah, most of Delaware is very forgettable.
Mm, tax-free, though.
That's the best thing we got going for us.
You got tax-free. I got Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen.
Mm.
Y'all got to celebrate our victories.
Okay. So, and you're not with Happy Cog?
No, I left in July.
For any reason or just because
it had been 6 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, a long time, right?
In the internet world, that's very long. Is there a conversion? Is there a calculator for that?
Webyears.com?
Yeah.
I'm doing some interesting Google searches right now. Not much is happening.
I'm just listening to you type because it's good radio.
Would you like me to talk in my radio voice?
NPR voice would be a good one.
It's been lovely to see all the volunteer work you've been doing. I can't wait to hear your new record. Tell us about all the trials you've been through on this year.
It's mostly about penguins. Mm. Someone told me that you like fantasy football. I had heard this.
Mm, it's true. Mm. I like fantasy in general.
Oh, sports and...
And Sex Hobbit.
It's not an episode if there's not boobs somehow. Have you read all of them? Or
my take on it is I like to like pick up the books when someone else is reading them and start reading aloud from a random page.
Mm.
It's always something about Jon Snow cried his tears as he thought about being the bastard son of his slain father.
Did you ever watch Homeland?
I tried, but I couldn't get over Clara Danes' face.
Her face and her crying all the time.
Oh my God, it was like Jon Snow, but like not as attractive as she was in My So-Called Life.
And what's his name breathed all the time.
Oh. Have you seen the next Karate Kid with Hilary Swank? She has like a similar thing, but Hilary Swank has like the who's farted face.
That's actually a whole acting class, I believe. Here's our workshop today. You're going to hear about your mom dying, but what I want you to think about is who farted. So your take on the books is not wonderful. I've never read them.
Yeah, I haven't read them either. I just like to mock them. My boyfriend read them, and by read them, I mean he listened to the books on MP3. But I fell asleep in like 5 seconds.
Who reads it? I hope it's not George R. R. Martin, because it'd be a lot of heavy breathing and sounding like he's going to have a heart attack.
Some guy with an accent. A very heavy South Philly accent.
I can never describe to anybody the South Philly accent. It's impossible. Yeah, it's like New York with apathy.
I read this study about like people that with like lower expectations in life live longer. And I guess like the thinking behind it was that when your expectations are lowered, then you don't have as much disappointment. And I feel like Philadelphians are already like, oh, we're expecting disappointment. So
yeah, that is my parents did a stellar job of that. Then I'm going to live forever.
No, I think they that's in Gold Linings Playbook, The Quickening. That's going to be the sequel. Jennifer Lawrence is going to be in that one, too.
With Katy Perry?
Hope so.
So I was going to ask you, Could you develop a CSS kit called Acme that basically makes all these animations that are based on Looney Tunes and Wile E. Coyote? You know, explosions and hovering unnaturally in the air for a while before falling. Maybe a What's Up Doc every now and then.
Yes. I'll get to you that by 2 o'clock.
Tell me what you miss more, the blank tag or Flash-based websites?
The marquee tag. I like the marquee inside of the blank.
Do you know who is responsible for that disappearing, and can you make it come back?
Let me see what I can do.
Thank you. Why does the alphabet stop on hex codes at a certain point? Why don't we go to like T or Z and X?
There's only 7 colors. There's very important WCAG accessibility guidelines you have to follow.
That's a lot of words. I didn't follow any of those.
That's cool. I find sometimes if I just say a lot of words, then people lose interest in the subject.
Is that one of your, I was going to ask you about rules for speaking. Is that one of them? One of the insights?
Yeah, that, or if you have nothing left to say, just start dancing.
Yes. Yeah. What about if you can't dance or speak very well?
Well, there's miming, but I wouldn't recommend miming. Not a fan of miming.
Puppets?
Kind of creepy.
Okay. Karaoke? Except instead of with people, you do it with voice to text via a computer.
I like where you're going with this.
So is the second end silent or do you pronounce it?
It shows Jen.
It's Jenin.
Yes.
Jenin. And so no one ever gets it right then.
Actually, everyone gets it right.
Oh, it's just me. I didn't get it right. So did you change the C to a K just to distance yourself from George?
I did. For a while, I was going back and forth on whether I was like a Star Trek or Star Wars fan. And just wasn't influential. But I lost the domain name already, so I'm stuck with the K.
So do you sass?
I do.
And please don't go into detail about why it's great. I do not need to know. What does SAS stand for? Does it stand for Super Awesome Style Sheets or Selling Another Startup Synergy or something?
It stands for Salsa as Selena Should.
So in the great war of SAS versus Less, also known as the war that almost the entire world didn't care about, who would you say was victorious?
I would say the children. With 2 warriors, 4 wizards, and a relic.
Can you cry on demand?
No.
Well, Jen, that is it.
Well, Paul, that was lovely.
And that was my interview with Jen. And you can find Jen. She'll be speaking, where I'll be speaking, in May at Converge in South Carolina. I recommend you go. There'll be other wonderful speakers. I believe Ethan Marcotte will be there. Some of the guests that have been on the show will be there. I think even Aaron Draplin might be there. I know he won't remember me. I do expect to get beaten up. I probably will not dance on stage, though there is some thinking that I maybe will wear a costume. I don't know. On with the less practical, less interesting things, please visit the show at resell.unitedpixelworkers. Resell? I said resell. Not a word. Please visit this show at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. Go to iTunes, search Pixel Recess, and you know the drill, rate and review because I love you or I will hate you or I'll pull the car over and make you do it. So please do it. I do enjoy reading them. There hasn't been a new one in a while, which hurts my heart and my butt. So, you know, you can follow the show on Twitter at Pixel Recess or me at Wiseacre. You can listen to all the old shows. I recommend you do. It'd be awesome if maybe someone would pull together a best of, which is probably just a challenge to me to pull together a best of. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Who cares? I do. Please do it. It'd be awesome. Anyway, I appreciate all of you who listen to this show. I will continue to do this show sporadically as what I do professionally is becoming very crowded as of late. Hopefully there'll be some more time, and I do also just need to reach out and interview people. I get pretty anxious about that, I'll be honest. I get very, very worked up, sweaty palms, fear of failure, pretty strong. Again, you found out why. It's because of me being from Philadelphia, which means I need to reach out to Mike Montero since he is also from Philly and I feel that he would be great on the show. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Don't get caught with raw bacon. See you, everybody.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.